This podcast is sponsored by Anchor. If you're looking for a great platform to have your own podcast, to listen to what you want, or to invite guests, here are the details on how to do it. Welcome to my life adventures. I'm the one and only Monica, the Spirit Queen. I'm a professional psychic medium and a paranormal investigator. My crew and I lurk in the shadows at night, hunting spirits and demons. I do readings, break black magic spells, travel, expose fake psychics, and have clients from around the world. I'm no nonsense when it comes to honesty and respect. I have a crazy busy life, but I love it. My family keeps me going with their love and support. I will never give up, no matter what demons I have to face.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
No!
You're so mean.
Catch my breath right now. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it was great. Best thing I ever heard. Fucking guacamole.
I'm going to strangle that cranny, I swear. Oh my god. Hey, if I have to suffer having this song stuck in my head, everybody's going to suffer.
You're so terrible.
I'm so evil. You're welcome. Oh my god. I can't even catch my breath. That was perfect. Guacamole excluded? Nope, it's included.
No, no guacamole. No guacamole.
But you noticed in the beginning it said avocado.
Yeah, but it made guacamole out of avocado, so there you go.
Listen to this for 10 hours.
No, please no.
Then you would really want to jump off a bridge.
Yeah. A little bit.
Well, we can all thank my daughter for putting the song in my head and then sharing it with everyone else. God.
Give her a good swift kick in the ass, will you?
Huh?
He said, give her a good swift kick in the ass.
Okay, say it again. I didn't hear you. What is going on tonight with this podcast?
I don't know, but it keeps cutting out.
Okay, how's it now?
It's fine.
All right, good. Oh, I needed this laugh. I really did.
I think everybody does.
With this whole bullshit pandemic going on, we all need it. It's ridiculous. People are losing their minds. Look at Granny. She's singing a song for 10 hours on YouTube about guacamole. She must really miss grocery shopping or something.
If she really wants Mexican food.
Or that. Oh my gosh. You have to hear the banana one.
No, because I'm going to peel her banana if she doesn't shut up.
Banana. Peel the banana.
Listen.
Am I fired yet? Can I just be fired like everyone else and stay home? No, I do stay home, actually. I work from home now. Excuse me, until the quarantine is over. You know what really sucks about this quarantine? I just realized.
Everything?
Besides everything. I was scheduled to go to a couple of different places, fly to a couple of different states to do my work. I had a couple of cases that I took on. And then literally a week after I had planned everything, the quarantine happened. So now everything is on hold. I mean, I'm still going to go, but I'm going to go when it's safe. But it really sucks.
Yes, it does.
We wanted to talk to you guys about fears, what our fears are. I'm sure everybody is afraid of something, and there's no shame in the game. You know, people don't act like you're Miss or Mr. Macho, whatever the hell you want to call yourself. Everybody has fears, and sometimes we have to face those fears. Remember, I had fear of snakes.
Yes, and I'm trying to face mine now for that. So, hopefully.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
Oh, thank you. Hopefully it'll go well, because I don't like being scared of stuff. Like, nobody likes being scared of anything, you know?
No, especially not snakes. Because snakes are more afraid of us than we are of them. So, and I learned that the hard way. I got bit by scaring a snake.
Nice job.
Hey, at least I learned from it. No, I have a bunch of snakes right now, but I was deathly afraid of them. And if I can overcome being afraid of snakes, you can overcome. You know, people ask me all the time, you're not scared of the dark side. You're not scared of the devil himself. You're not scared of anything dark, especially that has to do with spirituality, knowing that I physically do get attacked at times. I mean, physically, meaning spiritually, but I could feel it, you know, in my physical body. But yet I'm scared of snakes. And I said, yeah, I was, you know, I thought it was, you know, the devil's pet, and all snakes ate people and all snakes bit people. That's not the case. But I am scared of spiders. Shut up, everyone.
No, there's a lot of people that are scared of spiders, but just step on it. You're bigger than the spider. Step on it.
Okay, this is something everybody's going to laugh at. I always thought, and still do think, that spiders have like these razor sharp teeth. Bear with me. And if I step on it with shoes or slippers or whatever, they're just going to chew through my shoe and then bite me.
Yeah, that's completely not true.
I know, but I always had fear of spiders, worse than snakes. Scorpions I can handle. I used to be afraid of scorpions, but not as much. I think they're really cool looking. Spiders, okay. I don't do well with.
Know this fact, okay? The most poisonous spider in the whole world is the daddy long legs, but its legs are too long to bite anybody, so therefore it can't bite people.
So how is it, like, dangerous or poisonous?
It just has the venom to kill people, but it can't bite people because its legs are too long.
But they still have, like, deadly venom in it, right?
Yep, but like I said, they can't use it on people because their legs are too long.
Well, good to know. Next time I run into one, I'm going to be like, ha ha, you can't get me.
Yep. But if you're talking about camel spiders, well, that's a whole different ball of wax.
Which one?
Camel spiders, they're in like Iraq and desert places like that. Not like your desert, I mean like Middle Eastern countries, like where the soldiers usually have to go. The soldiers in my brother's platoon were telling me about them. They actually used to have to like either shoot them or stab them to get rid of them.
Well, it doesn't surprise me coming from Iraq. Anything that comes from Iraq is deadly and it's dangerous. Stay away from. Right?
And oh yeah, and the spiders themselves look like something out of the movie Aliens. They're all like bony and everything. Ugh.
Really? Ew.
Yeah, they're really gross.
I want to see it. Yeah, that's what she said.
But just remember you asked me to when you see it. And you're going to be like, oh my God, why'd you send me that? I'm going to say, because you said you wanted to see it.
Hey, I don't think it's going to be any different or any better than a granny song with the guacamole shit, okay?
No, I'm you'll be terrified. Begging for Granny with her guacamole after you see this bad boy.
I'm afraid I'm gonna go to sleep with that Granny song in my head. I'm gonna wake up with guacamole, and then I'm gonna want to put like guacamole on everything I eat.
Wait, let me see if I can send you the picture while we're on here, because I want to get your reaction, because it's gonna be funny.
I won't be able to check until afterwards, I think.
I just sent it to you, and you can see, I think there might be two in this picture, but I'm not positive, but either way.
Okay, I'll check it out. I'll Facebook my reaction to everybody. Oh my goodness. What is your, besides the snakes that you're trying to overcome your fears with, what other fears do you have?
I don't like clowns. Because they're serial killers in makeup. Because, hello, John Wayne Gacy. It's not that I'm, like, scared of them. They just are like, okay, well, you're weird. Get away from me. And I don't like heights.
We'll get into heights in a second. But is it crazy to say that John Wayne Gacy, the way his mind worked, kind of fascinates me in a way. Serial killer way, but like, who would think to come up with the idea of wearing a clown costume
to kids' birthday parties?
Exactly. Like, it's an open invitation. They basically roll out the red carpet to a serial killer, and he gets away with it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that part fascinates me because of how he planned it out and what how he was going to do it and what he was wearing and all that stuff. Exactly. The other parts, no. He deserves to burn in hell for all eternity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Especially, like, the guy used to run KFC restaurants. I mean, how ordinary is that?
True.
I mean, that's just crazy. And Ted Bundy, handsome but deadly. And he's had girlfriends, like, before he really started serial killing people that he never, you know, killed, obviously, because they live to tell the tale, and there's documentaries on Netflix or somewhere about them. And it's just insane that, like, these people live to tell the tale that they were with Ted Bundy. And he was so arrogant. Oh, my God. If you ever seen him in the courtrooms and everything, he's always just smiling like, oh, nothing's wrong. I didn't do this. But, no, you really did. And you need to go to jail.
Yeah, I didn't notice he has this weird smirk on his face the whole time. Like he's invisible and he's untouchable. And no, you're not. Exactly. I don't even think he's handsome, to be honest with you. I mean, he's not ugly or bad looking, but he's maybe like a 5 out of 10.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like, he's attractive, but he's not like, oh my God, wow. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, not eye-catching. I mean, he's one of those guys where he has to walk up to women to get their attention, and then the woman would find him attractive. But if
yeah, he was... you know how he did that? He faked a broken arm.
And then what?
So he would get attention from the woman. They'd be like, oh, you know what happened, blah, blah, blah. And he'd get them that way.
Oh, and feel bad for him?
Yeah, and then one of them, he imitated a security guy or a cop in a mall, lured this lady out to her car, had her drive to some nowhere place, and he killed her.
Lord.
Wait, it was either he killed her or she might have gotten away, but I'm pretty sure he at least brutally attacked her first.
I don't get what people are thinking. I mean, what joy do you get out of killing somebody? And then,
I really don't know.
That's weird. I mean, you know, I heard that it's an addiction to serial killers. That's how they're called serial killers, because it's like getting a tattoo, or in my case, getting snakes and reptiles and then just multiplying them. But yeah. That's a good addiction. It's not, you know, it's positive. It's a good thing. But then I heard when you kill somebody, you get this rush this high, this natural high that comes upon you. And then you're like, uh-oh, I'm addicted. And then you look for your next prey.
Yep. And it's just, it's sick and twisted.
And then you say you're afraid of heights. That's funny because my husband's afraid of heights.
Yeah, they're not my favorite.
And my daughter, my middle child, is afraid of heights. have you ever been on an airplane?
Yes, I have.
How did you survive through that? Because that's what I'm trying to do for my daughter. Like, she's terrified. She doesn't want to go on an airplane. But, excuse me, when we travel, a lot of times we have to fly and she doesn't get to come with me because she doesn't want to get on an airplane. So how did you do it?
I mean, I've had like the fear of heights like my whole life. But the thing with me is that when you're on an airplane, your feet are still touching ground. Like, it's bottom of the airplane, yeah, but you still have something solid underneath your feet, and you're not dangling in the air or anything. There's something to step on and hold on to. So I think that's why I was okay on it, because I had that sense of security. Like, there was other people there, you know. I had solid ground under my feet, and I could hold on to something, and it didn't bother me.
Oh my god, my phone is going crazy right now. Sorry.
Okay.
Jeez, please. What's wrong with you? Stop it. I gotta figure something out with this phone. Do you, like, look out the window of the airplane?
Yeah, I have, and it's really cool because it you can see, like, all the patterns in the earth and everything, and it almost looks like a quilt. Like, somebody just, like, put together a quilt. It's really cool. And when you go over places that have, like, a lot of swimming pools and stuff, they look like blue dots in the earth. That's kind of funny.
That's really cool.
And the clouds look really cool because you can see how an actual cloud really looks. Like, you can see the top of it and everything and see that it actually puffs up and it's not completely just horizontal. There's, like, stuff on top of it, too.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Did you ever go on, like, a small plane, like a 10-passenger plane or 20-passenger plane, like really small?
No, I've never been on one of those, I forget what they're called, puddle jumper planes, I think they're called, something like that. Those little planes, I know what you're talking about, but no, I haven't. I've been on Delta, the big Delta Airlines.
Yeah, those are slow. Try going on an airplane, a small one that I just said, and in the middle of winter where there's storms in the air and you get a lot of turbulence and you're like, you feel like the sky is just going to swallow you whole. It was,
yeah.
I was on there last year when I went to or the year before, damn, time flies, when I went to Wisconsin. I went to Chicago first, and then from Chicago to Wisconsin, it's only like a 30-minute plane ride, and not even, maybe 20 minutes. But we were in the air for a while. It was like 45 minutes we're in the air because the pilot, we were in so much turbulence. And when you're in a smaller airplane, you could feel the turbulence more, like a lot stronger. And I was like, this is it. This is how I'm going to die. can I get some kind of internet service so I can contact my family or something?
No.
It was crazy. And then on the way back, I went back to Chicago. And then again on a small plane. I was like, what's up with Chicago having small planes? Seriously, you guys need to upgrade it. And those small planes are older ones. Like the seats inside are like the old seats, the older version. I was like, oh my God, like when did you guys upgrade this last? Like, are we going to fall out of the sky or what?
You know.
We went back and I'm not scared to fly. Like I fly all the time. I love traveling. But the funny part was, we get onto this big plane and what was it? Shit, I forgot the name of it. I just got a brain fart. But anyways, so I'm on this brand new plane where they have the TV, the headset, everything, like, you know. And we hit a little bit of turbulence. The pilot announced it in the plane that, you know, nobody gets up for the next 15, 20 minutes. Everybody has to put their seatbelts on. We're hitting turbulence, so give us about 15, 20 minutes to get out of it. And I said, okay, that's fine. So I put my headphones on, and I'm trying to watch a movie.
Yeah.
And all I hear is this woman in front of me, a couple seats in front of me to my right, on the right side of the plane, screaming, "Oh, Lord, oh, Jesus, save us all. We're going to die. Oh, Lord." Oh, I was like, shut the fuck up.
Oh, my God.
Finally, like, somebody said something to her to stop. The stewardess or whatever you call those people, the worker, she walked over to her and she said, "Ma'am, would you like to have some alcohol beverage to calm your nerves down?" I was like, can I have one of those too? She just pissed me off. And I'm like sitting there trying to watch a movie during the turbulence and not think about it. But I think that was one of her biggest fears. If you guys are scared of flying, don't fly, because all you do is panic and freak everyone else out. And then you piss the rest of us off. Like, shut up. This is normal. You know what I mean? It's normal when you have to fly. The same thing, you know, on the road. If we have earthquakes, you know, what are you going to do if you're driving and there's an earthquake? You're going to freak out, or you're going to stay calm and know what you're doing? Same thing in the air.
I know.
But, yeah. What else am I afraid of? Not very much, huh?
Nope. God, if I had heard that lady on your airplane, I would have gone over there and freaking smacked her on the head, knocked her out.
I almost did, except that I did not feel like getting arrested when we landed.
People probably would have clapped.
They would have. But authorities would have not liked that very much.
That's true.
I did snap on. There was two Asian women that were sitting behind me. Three. We were in three seater row or whatever you want to call it. And I don't know why. Like, I don't have anything against Asians, but I do want to know why.
Loud. I don't know.
Was loud? Holy shit! They act like they're deaf the whole time. It was a 3.5 hour flight back to going home, and I was like, okay, so I got my tablet ready. Of course, you know, the movie's playing. I got my headphones. I got everything set. So if I want to sleep, I could sleep, because I was in Wisconsin for almost a week with very little sleep. Thanks to the 3 hour time difference, I could fit my schedule in Wisconsin. But on the way back, I was really tired. And I said, I'm just going to, you know, fall asleep to something and just rest until we get there. Even through my headphones, these three women behind me were so loud. They sounded like they were about 50 feet away from each other screaming. And then,
oh my God.
Directly behind me kept kicking my seat. You know, when somebody kicks your seat, that's a whole different ball game, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now you're physically touching me, and I'm going to strangle you. You're physically affecting my seat, myself.
Exactly.
So I can't even, when I tell the story to people, they can't imagine how I lasted 10 minutes. They said, out of everybody in this entire universe, Monica lasted 10 minutes. 10 whole minutes with the shit going on. Loud talking. I can hear them through my headphones. And then the woman behind me kept kicking my seat. So finally, I snapped. And you know what? At that time, I did purchase a small, very small bottle. You know, the one or two shot, one shot bottles they have of vodka. And I said, I'm going to take a shot to calm my nerves down, because that old lady in front of me pissed me off. You know, we're going to die.
What's wrong with the connection tonight? I can't, like...
I think we have demons inside my phone at the moment.
Because they keep, like, screwing the connection up, and sometimes you go out and I can't hear you, and then I'm like, what is going on?
They need to get out of my phone is what they need to do. They're just being nosy. But yeah, I finally snapped and I turned around and I screamed so loud. I was like, can you guys shut the fuck up already? Start whispering. Nobody else wants to hear what you have to say. And then I turned around to the woman that was kicking my seat and I said, keep your fucking legs to yourself. You kick my seat one more time, I'm going to turn around and punch you straight in the face.
Did she shut up after that?
She's not. And then they all shut up for the rest of the trip. And I was like, fuck, I waited 10 minutes. People are right. I should have done it from the beginning. Leave me the hell alone. Shut up. Let me relax. You know, I paid for this trip. Let me enjoy it. But yeah, that was my experience with that shit. I don't know if I'm scared. What am I afraid of? I think you know what I'm afraid of better than I do.
I don't know.
I'm going to ask my husband too. What am I afraid of?
The thing I can think of is just spiders and insects and shit. It's the only insects, thing I can think of. I can't think of anything else.
I can't either. You know how like people say, are you afraid of death? I'm not even afraid of death. Like I'm afraid, I guess you could say I'm afraid to leave my kids too soon.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Like when it's my time to go, of course I'm gonna accept it and go. But now is not the time. You know what I mean?
No, it's not.
I am afraid of one other thing.
What?
Catching the coronavirus.
Oh, I think everybody's afraid of that at this point.
Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
God forbid, you know what I mean? Like, nobody wants to, and I wonder how people are holding up with that shit. How are you holding up with it?
Holding, I mean, you know, you get a little antsy every now and again, but it's just like, I need to go to the grocery store to get a little food, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to, because it's, like, so sad to go to the grocery store, seeing everybody wear masks and everything, just to protect their health, because obviously they don't want to get sick, they don't want to bring it home to their families, and it's just so depressing that we are reduced to the fact that we have to wear masks and gloves just to go to the grocery store.
It is real depressing. I went to the grocery store last week, and I was freaking out. It was the first time I went to the grocery store since the quarantine happened. Because I don't want to get sick. So every day we've been ordering food. But we were kind of low on a few items. And I said, okay, well, let's just go in and out. We weren't even in there too long. And I just started freaking out. Like I told my husband, I said, we got to go. My whole body was shaking. And I said, let's just wrap it up. Yeah. So we grabbed everything as fast. That was the fastest grocery shopping we've ever done.
Well, it's like you have to. You just got to make your list and go in and get everything on your list and then get the hell out of there, because it's just like, it's just so sad. And then you see the idiots with no mask and gloves on just browsing away in the aisles. And I'm like, have you lived under a rock? Did you just crawl out of a cave? Do you not know what's going on?
Most likely they did. It is really crazy because I end up having to protect myself, not just from the virus that's in the air, you know what I'm saying, but now other people spreading it that's like really close to me, even standing in line 6 feet, you know, they have these tapes on the floor of the stores now.
Yep.
For those who don't have common sense of what 6 feet is or how far they have to stand away from each other. And they would still come and right up your ass.
Exactly.
I had I went to Walgreens the other day, again, right down the street, wearing a mask and gloves, of course, and hand sanitizer and everything we have. But we, I went in there and I did a little bit of shopping, you know, again, needing essential stuff. And I'm in line and it's my turn. So I put all my stuff on the counter. The lady's ringing me up. There's two managers standing in front of the door. And I look over and this family of four is right up my ass. So I kind of looked at them like giving them a little bit of an attitude. And you know, when you lift up your eyebrow and your eyes go wide up and you're looking at them like, common sense, what the hell are you doing being so close to me?
Yeah,
that didn't even work. Like, they did not comprehend what I was trying to do. And I kept looking at them like, keep your damn distance away from me. I don't even know. And none of them were wearing a mask either. It was a family of a couple and two kids. And the kids were not even wearing a mask. So I was so irritated with it. I just walked up to the manager because I knew that if I started shit, the mask would go off.
Yeah.
And it was not going to be pretty for them. So I walked up to the manager and I said, can you tell these dumbasses to step away from me? And you know what the crazy thing is? I had my 9mm on me. We always go out with our guns on us. And I look over and the husband could not keep his eyes off my gun. And I was like, is he plotting on, like, you know, that's why they're so close. Is he planning on taking my gun or trying to? They can't, because my holster, it has a lock on it and you have to push the button in order to take the gun out. So even if you try to snatch it off me, you're going to fail. I'm going to shoot you before you even try to do anything. You're going to fail. You know, it's going to lock on you. But I think that this virus and this quarantine and people not working right now, I think it did drive a lot of people to the edge.
It has. It really has. And it's just, it's sad and it's scary. And it's just like everybody always says, you know, life doesn't stop for anything. Well, look at that. The world's on pause right now.
Yeah. And it's weird because, I mean, you know, there's always crazies in the world. But now I feel like crazy is the new norm.
Oh, I know.
Really crazy is what people call it normal on a daily daily basis. And to me, I'm still trying to get used to it. And I don't think I can ever get used to that level. Because now it's not being crazy. It's being stupid.
Yeah.
And me and stupidity, we don't get along very well because I have a very bad allergic reaction to stupid people.
I know, I do too. I break out in sarcasm and snide comments. And profanity.
And then comes the blows. And then comes the blows when they cross the line.
Yep.
I know. I just can't believe that this virus has affected people in so many different ways. And I thought it would be like more positive. Like, I thought people would have more respect, not just for others, but for themselves as well.
Yeah.
And say, okay, well, obviously I don't want to catch the virus. I'm going to keep my distance. I'm going to stay at home. I'm not going to go out unless I need, you know, essential stuff, which is fine, but you do it really fast. You know, you don't hang out with people. You don't talk to anybody. You go, you do your shopping real fast, you check out and you go back home and that's it. And you have to wear a mask and gloves and, you know, but no, I see a lot of people that were hanging out. I mean, you know what I saw today?
What did you see?
I even Facebooked it, which is really funny. What I told you earlier.
Oh, the ice cream man.
Ice cream. Yes, an ice cream truck. In front of my house. And, you know, I have surveillance cameras surrounding me all 24 hours recording. And I heard some kind of music outside. And it was Christmas music. Christmas music.
Oh, my God.
So I took my phone and looked at my cameras outside. And it was just this ice cream truck slowly driving by with its Christmas music on.
That is really creepy, by the way.
It was very creepy. By the time I try to take a screenshot of an ice cream truck at this time, being, you know, out and about trying to sell ice cream, I mean, I get it, you have to make money, but seriously, who in their right mind is going to run out there and buy ice cream
right
now?
Not me, I'll get it from the store, thank you very much.
Yeah, nobody in their right mind. Who knows? Maybe this guy has the fucking virus. I hope he doesn't, but maybe he does because he's out and about in public selling shit he's not supposed to. Because face it, ice cream is not essential, okay? You're not going to die without eating ice cream for a couple of weeks or even a couple short months
or
whatever. You know what I'm saying? You're not
going
to die without ice cream. Exactly. So lay off the ice cream, you guys. You don't run out and those who have an ice cream truck, I get that you have to wait, make money, but wait for your stimulus checks to come in.
I'm still waiting for mine.
Well, I heard that a handful of them got sent out this week.
Not mine. Not that, I mean, obviously the week isn't over yet, but no, not yet. Nope.
Not yet. Well, hopefully it does come soon. Hopefully people who really need it and deserve it get it, because it's not, you know, it's not fair for what we have to go through.
I know.
Thanks to China. I would like to write them a thank you card and mail it to them. I do. Thanks for being idiots and killing so many people. Now you deserve to be sentenced.
But it's just like, I mean, I need that stimulus check. Like, I need to go grocery shopping. I'm not needing it out of greed or because I want to buy this stupid thing or that stupid thing. I need to go grocery shopping, and I have not a lot of money left. So I need that check as soon as they can get it to me.
Yeah, I hope you do get it, like, soon. Hopefully this week. Because, like, the week isn't over yet. And sometimes, like, I'll get mail on Saturdays,
too. I know,
too,
I do, too, sometimes. So. No, we get mail every Saturday, actually. Sundays, too, if it's, like, Amazon delivering or something, that'll... they'll do it.
Well, I do hope you get it. I really do. You know
what
else I'm afraid of? My list is slowly growing without me even realizing it. I am scared of teenagers. at least raising one.
I think every parent's scared of raising a teenager.
Why couldn't kids come with manuals? Seriously. I mean, for God's sakes, you spend so much money buying a car. Even the cheapest car in the world comes with a goddamn manual. Why couldn't kids come with that?
Know.
That's what I want to know. But yeah, I mean, kids are all cute and cuddly and sweet and loving and stuff when they're kids and they're little. And then it doesn't even hit 13. The minute they hit 12, when their puberty starts, all hell breaks loose. I mean, I have good kids, but I have two teenage daughters right now, and I'm scared to death. They'll give me that look. You know that look that we used to give them when they were like five or six or in diapers? They're giving us that look now.
I know.
It's a scary world out there.
This whole world is just crazy. It's bat shit crazy.
I say we seriously find an abandoned island.
Yeah, like that
and
one in that picture
there.
That's just a building with one house on it.
Shit, I'll build my own house. Just get me a goddamn island, okay? I'll build my own house. I'll be fine. I'll sleep and swim with the fish and the sharks. Just leave me alone. I get along better with animals anyway.
I think we all do.
The reception's screwing up again. Yeah, I could, no, I mean, it's not that I couldn't hear you. It was just a little, like, choppy.
I gotta see what the hell's going on with this. I'll fix it by the time we get on another podcast. But yeah, do you have any other fears?
Nothing that I can think of right now. Oh, maybe having like attachments like I did again. I don't want that to happen, but it's not like necessarily a fear. I just don't want it to happen again. No, yeah, it was just fucking don't terrible. Like them. Let's like not do that again. Ever.
And you know what the funny part is? They're so predictable. You know what I mean? They're so, like, you know, if you have an attachment and they're so predictable because you know what their next step is going to be. Yeah. You know why they're there. You know what I mean? And you just brace yourself and you're like, okay, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't. And then they do it and you're like, damn it, didn't I tell you not to do that?
But when you're the first time it happens and you're literally like fighting blind because you can't see where they're coming from. If you guys want to hear the whole story, check out her other podcast. What was it? Demon Attachments or something like that. The one that we did before. Yeah. Check out that podcast because I talk all about it.
Spiritual attacks and demonic attachments.
And just listen to it. And it's just, it's nuts because it's just like, I could never go through that again. Just, I couldn't.
Yeah, that was, that's something that nobody wants to go through, especially when it's more than one.
Exactly, I had 16.
And you had a lot. Yeah, you had a lot. It was crazy. I would say it was kind of fun getting rid of them, though.
They're all dead.
It kept me busy.
I'm sure it did.
They do. Demons and spirits keep me busy all the time. Trust me. If it's not my clients, if it's not the public, if it's not social media, my kids, my husband, my family, it's the spirits and the demons.
I hope they're all dead. And I hope I never have to go through that again, which I don't think I will.
Well, you already know those I got rid of can never come back.
And I actually had a sleep paralysis dream last night, but it just, now with my sleep paralysis, I fight back. It's like, I'll just fight with everything I have. And I'm just like, you're not doing this to me. And then I always tell them that I'm going to sick you after them. And then they usually go away after that. And then sometimes the idiots come back and I'm like, what did I just tell you? Do you not listen?
Well, the same ones don't come back, but yeah. Some people feel like because they've had this attachment and then the attachment is gone, then they have another attachment and it feels very similar. Some people think it's the same one. I don't know about the fake ones out there, but I know when I get rid of an attachment, that particular same one cannot come back.
That's good. That gives people closure.
But they all have the same... Right. And they all have the same agenda. So, you know, when you feel something similar, it's because they're trying to do something similar to you. They all have the same agenda. They all attack in similar ways and they're cowards. Yep.
And I know like Sage doesn't always work in every situation, but it's really helped me. It really, really has helped me.
Well, that's good. Plus you have other incense. I told you
that. I did. I got Palo Santo and I got the dragon's blood, but I need to find some coal to burn it over.
Did you get a blowtorch?
No, I have to get a lighter. I have to get one of those. I don't have money for it right now, but I will.
Yeah, you can use one of those long lighters. I use them when I have to light my candles.
Where am I going to get charcoal, honestly? Charcoal, so I can burn the dragon's blood. Because it's resin. It's those little pieces.
Yeah. Let me see The next time I go out, because I don't know if that store is open. I mean, I still order stuff from them for my cases I'm working on. If not, then I could possibly order some, and then I'll just send it to you. But the next time I go out, let me see if that store is
open. Or it could just be really bad all year and Santa will give me coal in my stocking.
That'll work. Don't expect any Christmas gifts this year. You're getting coal. Oh, I just got... Speaking of spiders, you see why I hate them? I just got bit.
You'll survive.
No, I just got bit. I hate Vegas. I really do. It's so bad over here with the spiders and the insects. And this time of the year, when the weather starts warming up, they all come crawling out from underground. And then they go in your homes. And Vegas has a really bad problem with spiders. Like, and it's not even the little, it's not even the big ones. Yeah, we do see big ones here and there, but they're mostly outside. The little ones that slip in, you know, through the cracks, the tiny, tiny little baby ones. And I just got bit on my arm. I was like, why is my arm itching so bad? And I looked over and I got bit by a spider. Thanks. And then people wonder why we don't have the virus. We're so immune to everything else that's crazy out there. We're constantly getting bit and dealing with dirty shit. Fuckers.
You're getting bit and shit.
But anyways.
I said you're getting bit and shit.
I am. I mean, you would think if I was sweet, then I would attract them. I guess they like sweet and they like not so sweet. They like both because I'm not so sweet. at least that's what my husband says. He's like, I don't know why they're so attracted to you. You need to be a little bit sweeter. I'm like, well, I try.
Most of them are attracted to the carbon monoxide. We breathe out carbon dioxide. One of the two, I forget which one. I'm going to sound like an idiot to everybody. Sorry, I just couldn't remember the word. That's what mosquitoes attracted to. That's basically like what they're attracted to. So basically, if you don't want to get, you know, attacked by mosquitoes, you got to hold your breath and put a mask on.
Holding my breath is not an option, but I do have masks. But you know what the fucked up part is? I can't breathe through those masks.
They make your face all hot and sweaty too.
That's another reason why I just run in and run out. I'm like, if I stay in the store long enough with this mask on, I'm going to need CPR to get revived back to life. I can't breathe in it.
I can't really either. It's a pain in the ass, but got to do it.
Yeah, we got to do what we got to do. But anyways, I want you guys to let me know what your biggest fears are. We want to hear all about it. And if you did overcome it, then how did you do that? The way I overcame my fear with snakes is to own one. To be honest with you, the first couple of days, I was using the snake hook to take my snake.
Did you use a pair of tongs?
And just then, no, I have a snake hook. And instead of reaching my hand in there and taking them out, I would just, you know, to feed them and stuff, I would take them out with the snake hook and then he would eat and then I would put him back with the snake hook. But then I tried to do it one day with my hand. My husband said, oh my God, like, come on. And he was a baby when I got him, Lucifer. Everybody knows Lucifer, my very first snake. And so I started handling him with my own hands. And to be honest with you, I trust Lucifer more than I trust any snake. Actually, I trust Lucifer more than I trust anybody in this world, to be honest. He's the sweetest. He will curl up on my lap and I could pat him on his head like a little puppy dog. He falls asleep sometimes with me when he's tired, not when I'm tired. I stay awake. He just sleeps on me. And then, do you remember when I used to go out, that my overall I have with that pocket in the front? He would crawl into the pocket or slither into the pocket of my overalls, curl up, and then he would just sleep for hours throughout the day. And I would just hang out with him, take him out, go to places. Yeah. And I still do that right now. I mean, not during the quarantine, of course. I don't take my animals out, but, you know, he's my buddy. I never thought a snake would be my buddy. Something I was terrified of, and now he's like my best friend. I love him to death. But yeah, I hope you guys overcome your fears, and I hope you guys, you know, understand when we say stay home, it's not just for you guys to stay home and keep yourself safe, but it's also for everyone else too. So keep your distance, practice that social distancing, stay your asses home, order food if you have to. If you're going to go out, don't go out to hang out. Go out and, you know, get the stuff that you need. Wearing a mask and gloves.
Don't throw parties and invite all your friends over.
Yeah. Like my neighbor down the street did. This family had a party a couple of days ago with like 30 people and their kids running around playing outside, riding scooters and bikes. And I'm like, really, dude, really? Oh, speaking of, I took some screenshots of, because I was going to send it to you, I forgot, but I will. But I took some screenshots of the people across the street thinking it's just a regular, normal day. Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Like outside.
It's ridiculous. And I was like, really? Like, really? What, I do not care that you get the coronavirus. Like, do you not care about your friends and your family? Obviously, you must not. Or if you live with elderly people, do you care that they're extremely susceptible because they're old? Do you not care about that? Are you trying to kill people? Like, what is your agenda?
I think those people should be charged with attempted murder.
Well, then the whole state of Florida should be, because look what happened to them.
Well, then maybe the rest of the country would learn. You never know. I know a lot of people that live in Florida. I have a lot of clients in Florida, and I have a lot of friends in Florida. And every time I talk to them, they're at home. If they have to leave the house, of course, they stay protected with the mask and gloves, but they run in and out of the stores, and they don't hang out. They come home. But, yeah, I don't think... I think that the Florida governor should just get fired or retire or something. I mean, I'm not a heartless person. I don't want anyone, obviously, to die or get hurt or anything like that. But if you're going to be dumb enough to go out there and risk other people's lives, then maybe you do deserve to catch the virus just to see how it feels.
Yep.
Maybe. You know, just to see how it feels, because you might catch the virus and you could live through it and survive, but you could kill somebody else with it. So I think that they should be held accountable for it. But anyways, let me know what you guys think, and, you know, this whole coronavirus and, you know, crazy pandemic going on. Don't panic. Stay calm. A second wave is most likely to hit, and they said it's going to be more deadlier than the one we have now. They said it's going to be, they're expecting it in the winter, this coming winter. But I think it's going to be sooner than that. Mark my words. I think it's going to be sooner than that. So, you know, everybody prepare for it. Again, it's not an ass virus. So lay off and take a chill pill. It's not an ass virus. It's really not. Okay. Your butt cheeks are fine. Your butthole still works. You could still go to the bathroom. So it's not an ass virus. Lay off the paper towels and the toilet papers and, you know, the napkins and buy the proper amount.
Save some for other people.
Yeah, don't be stupid. Those are the kind of people, too, when I was like, God damn, I wish you get the fucking virus. Just so you can know that it's not an ass virus, you dumb fuck. You know what I mean? But, you know, keep it in a proper amount. Don't piss everybody else off. Don't get your ass kicked in public. Because I've seen shitload of fights on video. You know, people posting videos of fights in public in the stores where the selfish people want to buy everything and not leave anything to anyone else. And then other customers jump in and they're like, no, bitch, you ain't doing this. You know, you got to be fair. But yeah, that's what pretty much, you know, just stay safe, stay indoors. Don't have parties. Think about your kids. I feel bad for the kids. And, you know, let us know. I want to know. I really want to know what your fears are and if you overcome your fears and how you did it. You know, I kind of like to be nosy a little bit here and there. Too. It's fun. Yeah. And it will help others out as well. You know, maybe somebody else will have the same fear you have and they want to know how you overcame it and you're not afraid or you took a risk or whatever the case is. We all want to know, okay? We all spill the beans. Anyway, I love you guys. Thanks for listening in. Don't forget to subscribe. I'm also on Spotify. I am on like 6-7 different platforms. Go to my Facebook page, Monica Spirit Queen. I post my podcast all the time with the different platforms of social media. So an Anchor is free. I've heard people ask me if they have to pay for it in order to listen to my podcast. No, you don't. Anchor is free. So you could definitely listen to it on Anchor, or you could listen to it on Spotify, or you could listen, whatever platform, Google, what is it called? Google podcasts, also radio something.
And I know
that really helps, right? Radio something. I know it's radio something. Okay. No, it's on my Facebook page too. So you guys go to Monica Spirit Queen on my Facebook and you could find all the links, on my, I almost said Spotify. Holy shit. On my podcast, including Spotify. But anyways, love you guys. Thanks for tuning in, blah, blah, blah. Subscribe. Your monthly subscription actually helps me out a lot to keep this podcast going. We have a lot more craziness and crazy talk coming on. I have a lot more people that are going to be on my podcast. And of course, Rhiannon is going to be back again. And you don't want to miss the craziness over here and the real talk, including spirituality and how you can get the help that you need, you know, and get to the bottom of what's going on with you spiritually. So I can help you guys out, but I got to get going. Love you guys. And I'll see you next time.